was up to or whatever, and he said that he had gotten released, and that just to tell me good luck and things like that. And that was, you know, that really made me feel good. You know, no matter if we were competing or not, for him to take the time out to call me. And, you know, I just told him that thanks for everything that he had done for me or helping me and, you know, kind of preparing me for this moment. And I told him good luck. So I told him to keep in touch, and if he ever needed anything from me, probably won't, but just to not hesitate to let me know. So I felt good about that.
Is that also the moment that it sunk in for you that it's real now? Like starter, you know, nickel yeah. starter and
Well, nah, I'll probably say today when I actually got here and was in the mix with the starters, it kind of set in. But, you know, no matter if you're in there with the starters or not, the game plan doesn't change. So I don't really feel like I skipped a beat.
How'd it feel today?
Felt good. I felt like I had a pretty good practice, you know, reading my keys and doing the things that I was supposed to do. First day of, you know, kind of preparing for Cleveland. But I know that we'll get better, you know, throughout the week, and I'll be pretty comfortable.
What do you see on film from Greg Little so far?
Good receiver, big physical guy, you know, got deceptive speed and great ball skills. So, you know, it's definitely going to be up to me to get up inside of him and, you know, to really challenge him for the ball. I got to see him in preseason, like I said, and got a chance to play with the ones early so I could see what he could do in Muhammad Masterclass. So I think I'll be okay.
What's the strength of your game? You know, I mean, you get matched up, you got different people, you take some of them bigger, some of them smaller.
Right.
What's the strength of your game?
I think it's a lot of different things. You know, me, I'm a quick guy. I'm pretty strong for my size and my ability to compete with people against jump balls. You know, I feel like I got a good enough vertical and can jump high enough to compete, no matter where the ball's thrown. And ball skills as well. You know, like I always say, I feel like I'm the receiver when the ball's in the air. So, you know, all of that kind of combining into one makes me that type of scrappy, tough player that you have to be in the nickel.
So you ready to do the tackling, too, that happens?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Got to do that.
This is pretty exciting for you. I mean, you know, here you are, you're starting nickel cornerback. You're probably going to be on the field quite a bit, you know, and everything like that.
You asked if it was
excited to kind of keep you in that spot.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, everybody wants to come in and play right away. And, you know, I've gotten that opportunity and just got to, you know, continue to get better every day and run with it. And, you know I have the ability. I just got to kind of put that preparation in the film room and do those type of things that I can be successful.
Did it cross your mind at all that this might be how things played out on Friday?
I didn't. I wasn't even thinking about that. You know, I was just hoping that myself would make the 53-man roster and not worried about anybody else. So, you know, once I got the news that, you know, I was a starter, you know, I was excited about it. But, I mean, that's just the start of it. You know, we still got a whole season to go, and I got a lot more preparation to do.
At what point did you find out, like, how did you find out that not only that you made the roster, but that you were going to be a starter?
Through my Twitter, actually. I saw it on somebody tweeted me and said congrats on being the nickel or whatever. And then, like I said to other people, Josilio actually called me after he had gotten called and gotten released and just told me that he had been released and, you know, to say good luck to me and stuff like that and ask if I ever needed anything, I could call him too. So
Josilio was the first one that called you?
Yeah, he did. Probably about an hour after I got the news, he called me and told me that they had released him. But to keep in touch, and if I needed anything, not to hesitate to call them.
Did you make any phone calls, call your family or anything like that?
They were actually up here because we had just played at home. So they were up here. We were on the way to the mall, and they were excited about it. You know, everybody was just kind of saying, okay, you know, you got your shot. You know, we're going to see what you got to do with it. This is just the start of something good.